Michigan unemployment system crashes under crush of claims. By Kyle Olson on April 1, 2020. The administration of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., is struggling to keep up with the demands of the coronavirus pandemic after the computer system for managing unemployment claims crashed on Tuesday. The Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, DLEO, posted an alert on Twitter acknowledging the failure of the Unemployment Insurance Agency. At this time, the MeWEM online unemployment system is not available, Leo wrote Tuesday morning. Technical teams are working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. MLive reported. There have been numerous reports over the past 2 weeks that the system has been very slow and almost impossible to access. The result of a huge jump in laid-off workers as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Michigan had 129,298 new unemployment claims filed for the week ending March 21, up from 5,338 filed the week prior. The State Unemployment Insurance Agency created a schedule for residents to file claims by the last name's first letter, but that didn't seem to alleviate the problem. On Monday, Whitmer reversed a warning to doctors and pharmacists about overprescribing chloroquine, the drug recently approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to fight the coronavirus. The Metro Times reported. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, a Clark Lake Republican, told the Detroit News that he asked the governor to issue the original letter to prevent people from hoarding the drugs and thus depriving non-coronavirus patients of their medicine. We needed something to prevent chloroquine from becoming the next toilet paper, he told paper editor and publisher Gary Miles. I quickly requested of her staff that they put something out. And somehow in the translation it was prohibiting use of these drugs, and that wasn't the intent. We want to ensure that doctors have the ability to prescribe these medicines, Whitmer said Monday. We also want to make sure that the people who have prescriptions that predated COVID-19 have access to the medication they need. And so all of the work that we've done is trying to strike that balance. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.